If I can make a joyful noise, thumbs up, go ahead. Praise God. Good evening. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, open your Bibles with me to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. And the Lord just laid this on my heart about wisdom from above. And one of the things he was speaking to me about is there's all kinds of earthly wisdom. And most of the time, earthly wisdom comes with arrogance and pride. Amen. But heavenly wisdom comes with humility and grace. Amen. Amen. Sometimes people want you to think, to know how intellectual they are, but there's no fruit with their intellect. And in the Word of God, God's Word tells you and I that actions will speak louder than words. You know, I don't tell me about your faith. Show it to me. Because faith without works is dead, being alone. Amen. So with this in mind, in James chapter 3, verse number 13, we're talking about earthly or heavenly wisdom. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of the righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So we're going to talk about the wisdom from above. We're going to look at it's pure, it's peaceable, and it's pleasant. Amen. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you're sending it here tonight to minister to our hearts and our lives. Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you speak to me tonight. May the words that proceed out of my mouth be from you and not from me. And may the words that come forth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers that's gathered here. When all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Praise God. So first, the wisdom that comes from above is it's first pure. What I have here is to stand on God's word. As I put God's word to practice in my life, I'm being purified. I'm being sanctified. I'm being set apart for the Father's work and for his kingdom. In Psalms chapter 24, the psalmist puts it like this. Verse number 3. The psalmist says it like this. He says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. You know, so we're taking a stand for the kingdom of God. This wisdom from above is pure. So we have to stand in his presence. He's a holy, holy God. And we're being purified. We're being sanctified. Amen. By the Spirit of God. Jesus put it like this to see in Matthew chapter 5 in the Beatitudes. How many know that we need to have a blessed attitude? How many know that most of the time in life we need an attitude adjustment? Hello?
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus put it like this. He made it as simple. as this. He says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Are you looking for him? Are you expecting something from him? Amen. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God, he's looking upon our hearts. Amen. So he said to stand in his holiness with purity, to see God, this calls for us to be secured in him, to secure ourselves. Amen. When I'm looking at security, I'm looking at secure, safe. Safe and secure from all alarm, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. I don't remember the word, so I'm not going to sing it more. Was that part of it?
Nope, that wasn't it.
That wasn't it? Yeah. You know, we sang that song in the early church when I was growing up. It was part of the hymnals that we sang. Amen. But he says in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter 1, verse number 22, the Apostle Peter puts it like this. He says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, unconditional love, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. God puts it as simple as this. Man, you can't get it. God says, if you don't love your brother who you can see, you don't love me who you can't. Hello? Hey, hello? In other words, if we don't love our brothers and sisters, we don't love him either. We can't say we love God, but we don't love one another. Amen. So he says with this first thing, he says, but the wisdom from above is first pure. And after that, then peaceable. And the word peaceable, we're going to look at the fostering of peace. And Romans chapter 12. Verse number 16. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Prove things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. You know, sometimes as a minister, sometimes people post things and they respond things and they say things and they ask things. And the Lord won't even let me reply. Because if I don't have anything good to say, I say nothing at all. Hello? In other words, if they really wanted to know what I really thought, they would take offense in it, and they would not receive it the right way. So sometimes it's better just to not say anything than to hurt anyone. You know? And Jesus put it like this. He said, bless them that persecute you and despise you for my name's sake, for great is your reward. Amen. So when we're living, we're wisdom from above is first pure, and then it's peaceable. Amen. And so we're following peace, the following, and Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 14. Boy, this is one that we need to really apply to our hearts and lives in our repenting mode. Does anybody have a repenting mode? Hello? Amen? He says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Boy, that's pretty strong, isn't it? Amen. So he said, if we're operating from the wisdom that's above, from above, it's first pure, and then it's peaceable. You know, when I looked at that, the Beatitude again. Amen. Every time we go to a Beatitude, we got an attitude adjustment. Did it get knocked off? Okay. In Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9, the Word of God says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. But he also says in our text, he says, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then it's peaceable. It's also gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit. And what I have there is the wisdom that from above is third, it is pleasant. Amen. And of course, one of our favorite scriptures is Psalms 133, to dwell together in unity. Amen. How many know that the adversary is constantly trying to bring division and disharmony? But in our heart there rings a melody, precious harmony. Amen. Because it's not about what's happening on the outside, it's what the Lord's doing on the inside. Amen. And what the Lord is doing on the inside will produce the outside. Then the fruits of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the kindness, the gentleness, the meekness, the temperance, and the faith, they're all flowing out of a heart condition. But the psalmist says in Psalms 133, verse number 1, he says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So with this, we're finding also that God wants to deposit his goodness and his gentleness in our lives to deposit it in others. And to deposit in Proverbs 15, verse number 26, the Word of God says this. He says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Amen. Remember, life and death are in the power of the tongue, so we're going to speak some good things. There's enough negative things that has taken place in this world. We don't have to join it. So God wants us to discover this, and to discover, he took me to Colossians chapter 1. Verse number 10. He says that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. So as we're operating from the wisdom from above, it's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of good fruits. But then he says, without partiality or without hypocrisy. Amen. Amen. without partiality. And 1 Timothy chapter 5, the Apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy. And verse number 21, the Word of God says, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another. Do nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Amen. So what is the Lord saying to us tonight? He's saying that the wisdom from above is first pure, then it's peaceable. It's gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of the Spirit is sown in peace of them that make peace. Amen. So what the Lord is challenging us with today is we're not comparing the wisdom of God with the wisdom of this world. Because the wisdom of this world is birthed in evil, and the wisdom of heaven is birthed in love. Amen. And when we're operating in this wisdom from heaven, amen, and love, love will cover a multitude of sins. Amen. And God's love covered a multitude of our sins, which means his love in and through us must cover the sins of others also. So we're going to allow the Spirit of God to purify us so that we can be peacemakers, so that what we speak will be pleasant to the hearers. Amen. There's enough negative things that are going on in this world today. You serve a good, good God. Amen. That's able to do exceedingly above all we ask or even think. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I thank God for heavenly wisdom. Amen. You know, and he says, for whosoever will, he'll give it to. If we seek the Lord with our whole heart, lean not to our own understanding, all our ways acknowledge him, and he gives us direction and guides us. But he tells us to sow to ourselves in righteousness, then we'll reap in his mercy, to break up the fallow ground of our heart, for it's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon us. Amen. Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, you're surely getting wise. I can see you're applying God's word. And God's word surely has an effect on you, which has an effect on me. Because we have an effect on each other. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful for your word and grateful that you sent it here tonight to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So, Father God, I pray that that we not only be hearers, Father God, but that we do be doers of your word. That we take this word, we chew upon it, we meditate upon it, we apply it to our hearts and our lives, and then we let it be exposed through us to others, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, that you're giving us wisdom. There's areas where we're seeking knowledge from you, Father God. And Lord, your word declares wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom with all of our getting, get understanding. May we have understanding of what we've been called for. We've been called to share the good news of the gospel of the lost and dying world. No matter what the world is looking like, you are still on the throne. Father God, Jesus is still on the right hand of the Father interceding for us, Father God. So Lord, we praise you and we give you glory for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're about to do. Father, I thank you for the anointing of God to destroy every yoke of bondage, Father God. Lord, I thank you for the power of God that sets captives free, that opens prison doors, Father God. Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We send your word out to Red Front parking lot tonight, Father God. As a tent revival starts there on Friday night, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way in that atmosphere, Father God, we pray. And Lord, as we continue after the tent revival and we meet here, Father God, on May the 2nd through the 8th on the outdoor services, Lord, you be magnified and glorified in everything that takes place. I will never cease to give you all the praise and glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Don't forget, your wisdom comes.